Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room. Back of my car, missing your town. I'm a custom place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, better make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier, in your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man, come in your life and girl, I'm shutting down. Oh, because it came.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. It's your boy Cass, chilling as usual. What's up, man? Father Ty Tower, what's up, man?
What's cracking, Doc?
You just can't hit it right, can you?
Hey, I thought I did pretty good on that one.
Oh, shit.
Hold on, man. Let me bring Janine in. What's happening, Janine?
Oh.
Hello.
Hey, what's
she actually heard the intro.
Yes, I did.
Oh, man, well, you heard something. You heard something with the intro. Oh, man. Hey, you getting better, though, dog. You getting better with it, man, for real.
It is what it is, man.
Hey, y'all. Well, all right, y'all. What's happening, man? You know how we do. We got it going on tonight, Wednesday night. Shit, y'all know what we do. Now, I'm driving. I'm going to tell y'all right now, I'm driving. Shit, Sirius Radio ain't called yet, so I still got to pay some bills. So, I'm driving. So, y'all got to excuse me if y'all hear any noise or be blowing or get the cuss of the motherfucker out. I'm on this goddamn 465 shit.
You driving y'all, right now?
Yeah, shit.
I don't give a fuck.
Really? Okay. All right, slow down. The police right here now. Yeah, that was cute, man. That was a good one. That was a good one.
Been a while since I've been able to work the switchboard.
Yeah, yes it has.
It was pretty good, though.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one. All right, now. All right, Janine, I hollered at you the other day. You said you had a topic for us for Wednesday. Still got it.
Yes, I think so. I wanted to get y'all feedback. So I had a situation, and I'm not going to call it an open relationship. So for you guys, say you with a woman who don't mind you sleeping with other women.
Sound like a keeper to me. So go ahead.
Okay, she don't mind you sleeping with other women or nothing like that. So all she wants you to do is tell her if you do decide or if you see somebody that you want to sleep with, just let her know. Would y'all be able to do something like that? And the fact that you don't want her to sleep with anybody else either.
I wouldn't tell her.
Oh,
I wouldn't
goodness.
Say shit.
But she said it's okay.
That's exactly why I'm not telling her. And if she find out, I can always say, well, you said it was okay. But I'm not going to volunteer it.
But now you didn't lie.
How did I lie? You said it was okay. I just didn't tell you.
Oh, that's a lie.
Okay, let me ask you. Did you tell me in the beginning that if I sleep with somebody, I have to tell you?
Yes, he said the deal is you just let me know when it's somebody you want to sleep with. She at least wants to know who you're sleeping with.
No, I still won't say nothing unless she called me. I won't say shit.
Hey, you know what? Now, go ahead, brother. Go on, finish.
I just think you're just setting yourself up by telling her. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, women might say that shit, but really don't, you know what I'm saying? They don't really mean the shit. They just saying it to see if you would actually do it. See, that's how I think.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's how most men think. Most men think the same way Father Time said. A lot of men do not think out the box. A lot of men will not say, she told me that, so fuck it. You know, because a lot of motherfuckers don't think out the box like that. A motherfucker be like, oh, she doing that shit so she could just go fuck somebody else. You know, I mean, I'm not being funny, but a lot of men think like that. Like, okay, well, she just want to fuck somebody else. So now, you know, then it's like, well, damn. A man's mind, y'all run 100 miles a minute, but so do a man. Now, us as men, we're taught not to have our feelings on our, you know, as they say, wear your feelings on your sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
But shit.
I ain't saying shit. I'm not saying a word. Unless you actually say, well, so-and-so said that you slept with so-and-so. Well, you said it was cool. That'd be my response. You said it was okay.
Well, I mean, that don't make no sense because, I mean, that's the answer I got was what people think. Well, why would you let me just go off and sleep with somebody? That means you're not going to be just sitting there not doing nothing. That means you're going to be cheap.
Indeed. That's exactly how I would take it. Let me bring in, I think this is Liquor Store. Liquor Store, is this you?
Yes. Hello.
What's happening?
Hello.
You press one, so I'm assuming you got something to say about this.
Well, I think by not telling her it's one anyway, that's cheating. I think if you tell her and then you do it, I don't think it's cheating. I think that's when it's okay to say, okay, well, you said it was cool. Because all she's asking is that if she's not telling you, you know what I'm saying, that you can't do, you know, you can't sleep with who you want to sleep with, all she's saying is, tell me. And then she won't feel like you cheating on her.
You know what? Let me flip this. Okay, we in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I come to you. And I say, well, look here, baby. If you want to sleep with somebody else, you know, I'm cool with that. You know, just tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ain't going to think of some bullshit going on? I mean, I just come out the clear blue sky and say, hey, you can go ahead and do you, you know, just let me know. Just tell me about it. And I'm cool with it.
And I would want to have a discussion. Because if that's me, then I'm like, well, okay, so do you want the same thing? And we'll get
well,
that
so how's it, how, so why is it acceptable when it was a woman telling a man that? But it's different when it's
what
a man telling
is,
a woman.
Because usually a man don't want the woman to be with somebody else. Is what I'm saying. But I'm saying in a situation like if it was me, then if a guy came to me and said that, I'd be like, okay, well, we could be in an open relationship then. So, because now it could go both ways. If you okay with me doing it, and I'm already okay with you doing it, then we basically saying we in an open relationship, and we just need to discuss the terms.
Well, somebody got some background going on.
That might be me, man. I'm on the highway.
Oh, roll your window up, man.
My window is rolled up.
God damn your shit loud.
I'm driving too, but I got the sunroof open. If you ask me to close it, I'm going to do something to you. I'm suffocating.
Is your window up?
No, the sunroof is open, but it's just cracked. It's not even open.
Yeah, that's all that ain't me.
Yeah, it just disappeared all of a sudden, so guess we know who that was.
And that was Cass. That was me.
As far as the open relationship
goes, then that's different. So then you basically saying we in an open relationship then.
I'm not gonna ever give you permission to be in an open relationship. No, I'm not doing it.
I don't understand that. What's the purpose of
being
together?
No, because you know I honestly know a couple that's like in an open relationship, and it's like it just bewilders the fuck out of me. But you know. My thing with the open relationship is there can't be a dominant motherfucker in there. You know what I'm saying? And I know me. I'm too dominant to be in an open relationship. Now, the guy's biggest problem is that the girl is the dominant one. You know what I'm saying? She's so dominant that, you know, it's like... You know, and then it's like she ended the relationship without him even knowing. Like, all right, he went out of town, he come home, it's over.
Just
you
like
know,
that?
I'm like, well, damn. You know, so it's like, okay. You know, it was like I think she. It was cool when it was good for her, but then when he started, it was like, oh no, nah, motherfucker, you can't do what I do.
Liquor store, your sunroof killing us.
Okay, it's close.
We can hear all that.
It's close. So maybe it's not me.
Well, just like a nigga, I was blaming on somebody else.
I closed it. So if y'all can hear her something, maybe it's not me. I don't know. I think the open relationship is just a way of saying you can get your shits and giggles, you know what I'm saying, elsewhere as long as you bring your ass home. I think that's
but then
what
why are we together? Why are we
because
even in a relationship?
I think that is kind of the separation between the emotional aspect and the physical aspect. I think that in open relationships are basically a way of saying that, okay, you know, my physical, like I can't, or I don't want to curb the physical, but my emotions are with you.
What, you know what? Now, actually, I wait a minute. Let me see if I got this right. Because my thing about, I don't know if we're saying the same thing, but my thing with an open relationship is that you're just not satisfying me. You're not satisfying me physically. You might be satisfying me financially, emotionally, but physically you're just not satisfying me.
I mean, for some people, I don't think it's the case of
satisfaction.
I don't think it for everyone, I don't think it's the case of satisfaction because, you know what I'm saying, she could be doing, y'all could be having monkey sex and all kind of shit, but, you know, you still are attracted to other women.
To other
she's
people.
Still attracted
to
other men.
And the
I don't think
fact
they have
half the people been together for so long. You know, people just tend to want a variety. They just tend to want to be with somebody else. It's not necessarily that person at home is not satisfying you. It's just that you want to try something new.
Sound like a divorce to me.
But no. Okay, so what's the difference in, okay, and we've had this battle of discussion like 100 million times. What's the difference in that in having threesomes where the woman is not sleeping with other people outside of her man, but there are other women involved in their sexual relationship?
Well, then now, with that, no, we didn't already discuss that, like you said.
Yeah.
We didn't discuss that 100 million times. In order for that to work, a woman going to have to, she going to have a desire for a woman, or it's not going to work.
You've repeated that, but we're not talking about the other woman. We're talking about the two people that's in the relationship.
I'm not understanding what you're saying, because, like I just said, as far as a threesome go, if it's a couple thing, then if your woman don't like women, then yeah, you're the one that's winning, and then yeah, then you gonna hear some shit. And once again,
you keep on saying the same thing though, but I don't think you.
All right, but you just asked the same question.
No, because I don't really think you feeling what.
I feel what you're saying. You just don't want to hear my answer.
No, you're answering that
question. All right, I'll tell you what. Liquor Store, just break it down to me like I'm in the second grade.
Make me
understand what you're trying to say. Because I'm with him. I'm not understanding your question.
Okay. Janine is saying, in my opinion, this is what I'm hearing. Okay. Open relationship says the physical is one thing, the emotional is another. A threesome is saying, okay, we both like the same thing, but it's one-sided.
How?
It's one-sided.
How is it one-sided? Wait a minute. Let me ask this question. I want you to answer it.
Listen,
how is it one-sided? Wait a minute. Can I finish my question? Then you can answer it. How is it one-sided when you both said y'all both like the same thing? How is it one-sided?
I'm finna answer your question. You're not going to want to hear what I have to say, but I'm going to answer your question. The answer is this. Yes, I like pussy. I like pussy a lot. But as much as I like pussy, I like dick more. I'm dick-oriented. I want the dick. You can throw all the pussy at me that you want, but it's still one dick.
Okay, well, you don't need to have a threesome. That's how that goes.
We're not talking about the threesome. I'm talking about the threesome versus the open relationship, not just the threesome on its own.
I'm not understanding nothing you're talking about. I'm serious.
Of course you're not.
No, I'm not being funny. I'm not, because it's like you're comparing apples and oranges. You sat there and said,
what I'm saying.
Hold on. You ain't got to cut me off. I'm not talking to Janine. I'm talking to you. Now, you said that, okay, in a threesome, both of y'all want the same thing. You said you love dick, and it's dick there. All right, now, are you not saying you want a variety of dick, but your dick is there. Your dick and your pussy is there. You got the best of both worlds, just like he's getting the best of both worlds.
I got the same dick I had last night. We just got different pussy. What are you saying?
What the fuck are you saying? That don't even make sense.
You are fucking kidding me.
Janine,
is what I'm saying making any sense at all to you?
To be honest with you, I'm gonna keep it real with you. But this is my show, so I can talk. And when I'm cutting you, what you saying is, my whole thing is you just want to dominate the situation. That's what it sounds like to me.
I don't want to dominate anything. I don't want to dominate anything.
All right, but if both of y'all, if you a couple, now a couple, if you a couple and y'all say we both want some pussy here, now, how is that cheating you when you got dick there, he got pussy there, but y'all both want some more pussy? How is that cheating?
Now, here's the initial question. Janine said, what's the problem with you telling her when you want some extra pussy? You know what I'm saying? You keeping it a secret.
You're not telling her that you want her, you know what I'm saying? You're just going out and doing it, but you're not telling her, even though she gave you permission to tell her.
First of all, it wasn't me that said that.
I said Janine.
No, I'm talking about... Okay.
That was Father Sad who said that he wouldn't say nothing. That's what he said.
Right.
That was Father Time who said he wouldn't say nothing.
Well, Father Time, you
I
need to answer this question.
Yeah, that's who I'm talking to then. But you know, I really want to know if...
Okay,
then,
hold on.
Well,
let us go. Let me answer your question, okay?
You know, at some point, yeah. you might want to consider sitting down with somebody. You know, have a little share time, kick back, get in touch with your inner child, that sort of thing.
I need you to know that I can't stand you. That's what I need you to know.
I'm just saying, man. You talk crazy to the motherfucker right now.
Oh,
crazy,
my
goodness.
Can I get Janine's intake, please? I've heard
enough
from
you. Oh, my goodness. Okay. This is my... I understand what you're saying. But my thing is, if you in a relationship with somebody, right... And you already know they don't want you to be with another person.
No.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you basically have resolved yourself to know that you're not going to have another man.
Right.
If that's what you choose to do. You see what I'm saying? I mean, you don't have to live that life. That's what you choose to do.
Okay,
so
I get you.
So when you get the other woman, yeah, he is getting something different. You know what I'm saying? But so am I. Because that's something that I enjoy.
Yeah.
So,
okay,
so we are both getting something different. But I understand what you're saying is if, but you can't look at it that way. I'm just saying I don't look at it that way.
And I don't think
if that's the type of relationship you're going to be in that you should look at it that way. Because if that's the case, if you're going to look at it as if he's getting extra all the time, you are going to feel like you're cheating. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I ain't going to feel like he's cheating. I just feel like
I'm saying you're being cheated from having extra outside. I know, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Outside of him.
Oh,
it's just your perspective and how you look at it. That's all.
That mean okay. So now, can I ask one question? That mean that you really ain't into pussy like that?
No, what that means is that I didn't have to include you on it. Y'all could have just went and got her
without
you.
You know what? You just proved my whole point. You just proved the whole point that I've been saying the whole time. It's all about you. You a selfish motherfucker.
I don't want nothing to do with selfishness.
Yes, it is. That's just being selfish.
No, because I'm going to tell you like this. You can still, we can still get it in all together, but what I'm saying is this shit. I want some food.
Okay.
And I might not
want to
do that.
All right, man. You know what? Keep your selfish ass where you at, because that shit don't ride.
But that's what I'm saying. So, so would you be able to be in an open relationship then? Or would it have to be you, him, and the other woman, but then you can go off and have other chicks yourself?
That's what she wants.
No,
I don't want that. That's what you're saying?
I understand that that's what y'all hearing, but I'm really not. I don't want that. I'm just saying that when
if you were in an open relationship.
Nope, I can't do it. I've told y'all, I'm far too emotional for that shit. I can't handle it.
So you wouldn't allow yourself to go off and be with somebody else. Well, because when I sleep with a person,
I'm not only sleeping with a person out of the physical, I'm sleeping with a person out of the emotional too. So no, I can't handle it. I don't sleep with people that I only see physically. I sleep with people who I have some sort of
emotional. Shut the fuck up! No! Oh, shit! Say it again! Say something else! Oh! Say something else! Say something else, nigga!
Why, Tama? And you know what? I'm sorry. I went on. I want to say happy belated birthday to both of y'all. I forgot. I went on at the tippy top of the show. I'm sorry. There y'all go. Happy belated birthday to both of y'all. Both of y'all had birthdays last week. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Welcome very much. Now, where I got to shut the fuck up? Because I don't just go around sleeping with random people. I got to shut the fuck up.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, it's not the fact of that. It's just like you, I mean, if this is what you're saying, it's just not, I mean, that don't coincide. I mean, I really don't even know what the fuck you're saying, to be honest.
I don't know. To me, or maybe I'm one of them people where, okay, I can distinguish the difference between sex and relationship, but I would rather have sex with emotions than just physical sex. That's my preference.
Okay. Now, the
but
question
is,
if you
think people that have sex with people can't get emotional with them, I think the difference with me is I can choose not to. I think that's the difference with some people. If everybody that I've slept with, I just don't, my emotions are involved. My emotions get involved by various things. It's not because your emotions should not just be about the sex. It should be about the whole perspective of the relationship is what makes you fall in love with that person.
I mean, that could necessarily be
I'm just saying, I'm not going to get emotional just because I sleep with somebody.
And, okay, and maybe what I'm saying is I'm not going to sleep with somebody until I feel emotional.
Okay, but now with that being said then, I mean, okay, that means the threesome thing ain't for you. Or the open relationship. That's just not for you.
I have agreed with that a billion times. And
no,
I'm,
but
I'm
you
so
can.
I'm not.
You put in a scenario where you like, like a motherfucker was doing you bad. When in reality, he wasn't doing you bad. Or you weren't getting left out. It's just that just ain't your thing.
Right, because we were talking about within the relationship, and I've said, and I mean it. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I can't do a threesome in my relationship, but that don't mean I would never do a threesome.
I
just can't do it with my man.
Well, I don't know. It sounds crazy. I just want to know.
Hey, where are the white women at?
This is crazy as hell. Y'all motherfuckers is crazy. You're a white girl.
Say for instance right now, I'm not in a relationship. I'm not committed to anybody. You know what I'm saying? I am single, footloose, and fancy free. Now, I got this guy friend who, whatever his situation is, it don't matter to me. But we're attracted to each other. And I got a female friend who may have a boyfriend. She may be unsatisfied in her relationship, whatever. She just may be bi-curious, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But now, I'm not in a relationship with neither one of them, and they're not in a relationship with each other. Now, if we all happen to go out, and you know what I'm saying, whatever, or we meet up or we link up or whatever, and the three of us get together, I'm not opposed to that because I'm not attached to either one of those people, and they're not attached to each other. Or even if they are attached
nigga,
to each other,
you bullshitting.
I don't have nothing to do with it if they say it's okay for me to join. But I'm not guaranteed to say, okay, yeah, me and Ronnie go together, so let's bring in Jody, because, you know what I'm saying, let's just this little
okay, let me, so what you're saying is you're down for a threesome, you just can't do it with your guy.
Exactly, and I've said that before.
So this person you're not emotionally attached to.
Well,
if you got actual one, though?
This is a friend.
But I'm saying, what if your guy asks you? What if your guy asks you for one? You already said you would do one, so what if he asks you for one?
you talking about my guy? I'm too emotional.
Let me get this right. You'll go out and fuck with another motherfucker and they motherfucker, but you won't do your guy that way?
Right.
Okay.
I don't have nothing to do with what two other people find as acceptable in their relationship. If they want to invite me in and I'm down for it, then yeah.
Let me ask you this. If you're in a relationship, and I just say, you still got this motherfucker itch to do a threesome.
Huh? Wait, I lost my... Headphone came out. What you say?
I said, let's just say you still had an itch to do this threesome, but you was in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, somebody invited you into their threesome. You'll go to theirs, but you wouldn't do one for your own man.
No, I'm in a relationship. I'm not going to cheat on my relationship to satisfy somebody else's or my own cravings.
Are you cheating if he's there with you?
If he ain't penetrating nothing, and well, I don't, yeah, it's still cheating.
But he's there. He's joining in with you. How's
it
cheating?
No,
he ain't joining in. I'm saying, because you've made mention before on the show that, you know, like, and you have said that you like, I won't have a threesome with my man, but I go out and have one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
if I was single and not attached to anyone.
Nah, I don't remember that part, but nevertheless, I'll give you that, but I don't remember that part.
I just said it a second ago. If I'm not attached to anyone and it comes to it, yes, I'm not opposed to it. I'm not attached
yes,
to nobody.
Yes, and you did
so
say
I'm
that.
Not
I heard you say
nobody.
That.
Mm-hmm.
I said she made mention on this show before about this.
Well, she ain't never mentioned it before, but she did say it earlier.
Well, yes, she had mentioned it before, motherfucker. You wasn't on the show.
I have always said the same thing. If I'm not attached to nobody,
I don't remember that part, but I do remember you saying I won't have a threesome with my man, but I will have a threesome with somebody else.
Yes.
No, in a sense of like, all right, I ain't gonna bring no motherfucker to my bed, but I'll go jump in somebody else's.
Exactly. Because I don't have nothing to do with what two other people find acceptable in their relationship. I don't have nothing to do with
okay.
that. I'm not
so involved. Now here's my thing. Now, okay, all right. Now, here's my question to that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like Father Ty said, your man asked. He even said he asked, well, damn, baby, can we have a threesome? And you tell him no, but then you go out and cheat with another man and woman.
I'm not going to do that. I just told you.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay.
She's saying she wouldn't do it if
I understand that. Okay. I'm done with it. No, the defense rest, y'all.
No, he's just saying, I understand what all y'all saying. He's saying, why would you do that with somebody else's relationship when you could just have it, the same thing in your relationship? I don't want that in my relationship. Why? Is he, you don't comprehend that? Okay.
I comprehend very motherfucking well.
Okay, well, then what's the question?
Because you're saying
you like women, and that's what I'm not understanding. You're saying you like women, but you won't do it in a relationship that you're in. So you don't like them that much. Because if you're in a relationship with somebody, regardless if you're in a relationship with that person or not, you still have that craving for a woman. So you're gonna stop your cravings because you with this man just for the simple fact that you don't want him to have
her.
Okay.
But then you're losing your satisfaction. Because you got this.
Hold on.
You know what? I've been to work all day. This is too much for me.
Shit, me too.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Exactly. Let's battle this shit out.
Yeah, because you are losing because you're going without something you say you want.
Okay.
But that don't mean, okay, you're absolutely right. Yeah, you're right. I'm going with that. But the shit, that's my sacrifice. That's my sacrifice.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what I'm saying. You're choosing that. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
That you're
right.
Choosing to go without, you know, because you refuse to have him, the man that you with, be with somebody else.
Liquor store, basically what Janine is telling
game
is,
recognized game, and you looking kind of unfamiliar right now.
Yeah, that's all right.
Can I help you, sir?
She's
so stupid.
That is all right.
Well, no, I mean, now, all bullshit aside, now, we joking, Jai, but all bullshit aside, I mean, I'm really dumbfounded with it because I'm really trying to figure out, I'm not really understanding the fact that, okay, you have a fetish for women, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Your man, he wants to see, okay, he wants to see you with the woman, and he wants to, y'all both wouldn't mind incorporating the whole idea. You know, that's a fantasy of yours, it's a fantasy of his. Why not incorporate into the relationship other than a motherfucker straying out and going elsewhere?
Okay, obviously, no, I do not want that. But I'm saying,
Liquor Store, I'm gonna help you out, and I'm not even gonna play a sound bite. All right, y'all. I think what she's saying is that she's down to do it as long as she's single. She just can't see herself doing it in a relationship. Is that what you're saying?
No, I understand. He's just gonna understand why deprive yourself when you can have the enjoyment with the person that you're with.
That's all the fuck I've been saying. I understand what she said from the beginning.
I don't feel deprived. I don't feel deprived at all because, I mean, shit, I want to be with a man. At the end of the day, I want to be with a man. I want, you know what I'm saying, I want the dick in my life. I don't have to have a woman. I just, you know, it's exciting.
I'm not mad at you. I can't even fix my mouth to ask those words, so it don't even matter to me.
No. Who don't want a woman? But, I mean, I don't feel like that's the problem myself just because, I can still look at whatever woman I want to. I can still imagine whatever I want to.
At the same time, though, what he's saying is if you like women like that, and your guy want to see you with a woman, then why not do it?
Because it's not just he want to see me with a woman. He want to go in her ass, too.
You got trust issues.
And I don't want to see that. I'm being honest. I don't want to see my man, who I love, penetrate another woman. I don't want to see that.
Hey, I'm not mad at you. I don't want to see my woman.
And you know what? My thing is this. To each his own. I'm not knocking you for that. I'm not knocking you at all for that. But now, you got to understand, if you got a fetish or for women, and you know what I'm saying? I mean, is it fair to him?
Okay. Well, then here we go. I got a fetish for women, and he want to see me with another woman. So let me lay in the bed with this bitch, and you just sit there and fucking watch. And I'll take care of you.
Some men like that. Some men like that. If you find the right one, you like that. He likes that. You got some men that actually like that.
If that's my man, if that's what he's doing, he's like, baby,
At the end of the day, you're that person that wants that cake and eat it too.
Well, call it what you want to. That's fine.
I mean, I'm not mad at you. I mean, but shit, let's just call it how it is.
Everybody can have that cake as long as I'm not in a relationship with them. I mean, shit, you keep on excluding that part.
Okay, and I understand that part. I'm not excluding that part at all. All I'm saying is that you the one, I mean, you keep trying to say one thing and then it's like, okay, all right.
No, I'm saying the same thing.
Like you said, we've had this conversation 100,000 times.
And I'm saying the same thing.
Not all 100,000.
99 of them 100,000. 99,000. 99, you know what I'm trying to say. 99 of them 99. Shit.
All right.
I keep saying the same shit. I'm not opposed to it. I am opposed to it within my personal relationship.
Okay.
Hey, there ain't nothing wrong with that. If that's how you are, that's how you are. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
I'm not knocking that. I was just asking the question. That's all.
Because, like I said, cheating, to me, cheating is cheating. So you're not going to have to worry about coming home and finding me in the bed with Danielle. You know what I'm saying? And you ain't going to have to worry about coming home and finding me in the bed with Daniel. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to cheat. Like I said, I like dick more than I like pussy, even though I do like pussy. But I would rather have, you know what I'm saying, if you give me a choice, I'd rather be penetrated than to be, you know what I'm saying, than to be licked on or be doing the licking. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather have that dick in me. So you're not going to have to worry about me cheating on you with Daniel, and you ain't going to have to worry about, I don't feel like it's losing. I don't feel like it's missing out on anything to be in a monogamous relationship with somebody. That's what I want. I want to be in a committed, faithful relationship with one person who's in a committed, faithful relationship with me.
Ain't nobody's knocking that. But, I mean, okay, then this conversation ain't even for you.
Well, I'm on the show and y'all asked a question.
But, I mean, do like Father Time. Just say, I pass. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, Kev, you have never answered the original question.
You said what?
I said you never answered the original question.
Well, hell, I don't even know what the fuck the original question was.
Would you tell your woman if she told you it was okay for you to sleep with other women as long as you informed her? Would you inform her?
Yeah, I got no problem with that. I mean, if that's what I'm going to do. And I mean, but now I'm not like everybody else. I mean, that's you, dog. I mean, if you don't tell her and then she find out, yeah, then she can say you did cheat. But now if a motherfucker done gave you the motherfucker free pass to do it, then why you not doing it? I mean,
that shit is a test. That's a trick.
Well,
that's a trick.
Okay, don't give me no motherfucking test then. Don't test me. I'm too old to get tested. Shit, I got through with tests in school.
That's a trick question.
Ain't no
it's
trick
not
question
even
for
question.
Me.
That's
shit.
A tricky ass statement. Well, go ahead, baby. You can fuck it if you want. I ain't gonna say shit, huh?
Hell, if anything, I'm gonna try to incorporate you in it. Shit, come on, let's go over here.
Nah, I'm not falling for that one. I'm going to leave that alone.
Fuck it.
Unless you caught me, I'm going to deny.
I mean, deny for what?
Deny.
That's when I chirped in. Because now you cheat.
Yeah, now you
cheat. It's not cheating if you said I can. That's the part I don't understand.
Yes,
how was that cheating?
No, it
she
is.
Gave
cheating.
Me permission.
Yes, it is cheating. Because, no,
no
I
she gave you permission. She gave you permission. As long as you tell her. So
exactly.
You're not telling her. She don't know. So then when she find out, yeah, you got caught cheating.
No, I called you. You didn't answer the phone. That's not my fault.
Send a text
message. You need to leave a message. Or a text. Or
I don't do voicemail.
Well, okay, then send a text. At least I can never say you didn't tell me.
Yeah.
Now, you can say, no, nah, you just didn't text your messages. But I can never say you didn't tell me.
Well, I'm not going to tell you neither. So you're right about that. You can never say I didn't tell you because I'm not.
Even if it didn't show up on my phone, because, like, I know I've ran into that situation before where I sent a message, but the person, you know what I'm saying, who was supposed to receive it never got it. But the shit show up on my phone.
I just had that. They deleted that motherfucker. They didn't want to see it. They read it and deleted it. Right. You can text me. Shit, you can go through my phone. I ain't got no text from you.
I don't know.
Just like you say, well, I called you. I ain't got no missed calls on my phone. You deleted the motherfucker.
Yeah, I ain't got time to be doing all that dumb shit. I mean, come on.
Well, like I said, I mean, shit, if a motherfucker gave you the permission to do it, then fuck it. Do it. I mean, my thing is, yeah, now I probably will sit down and ask you, like, what are you getting out of this?
That's what she's saying. She want to have a discussion, but you got to at least leave the floor open, right, Janine?
What do you mean, what is she getting out of it?
No, I'm going to ask you, what are you getting out of me telling you? I mean, you want me to tell you because then if you come to me and say, well, if that's the case, then we need to have an open relationship. Then, all right, well, fuck it. You know what? It ain't even worth doing it.
No, I mean, she just want to know because she just want to know who you fucking. It ain't got nothing to do with you. You ain't describing what y'all doing or, oh, I fucked her this night or, you know, we was in this position or no shit like that. I mean, but if she say, who is she? She just want to know who she is.
What if it's somebody who I know and you don't know? You know what I'm saying? I know something about this motherfucker that you don't know. Like, shit.
Exactly.
You don't really
it could be something like that. Just to know.
That's an oxymoron. That shit is a setup. I can't even imagine having that conversation. I'm gonna go fuck Cheryl right quick.
Or you heard something about
it's cool,
him.
Right?
But shit, if I know that Cheryl, you know what I'm saying, sucked dick for coke, I probably don't want you to go sleep with Cheryl.
It don't matter. I can sleep with whoever. You said it was okay. Now you get to pick and choose who I sleep with?
You don't want to bring no crap into our home, do you?
Well, I don't got to believe what you're saying? You might be saying that to deter me from going around fucking with Cheryl.
And then you get burned and the whole damn family got
around.
Hurt.
We let you fuck around. Now we try to set you up.
Now you picking and choosing who I can sleep with. You told me I can sleep with whoever I wanted to, but now you're going to pick and choose. That don't even make sense. Well, I know
some
Cheryl, so you can't fuck Cheryl. You can fuck Tracy, but you can't fuck Cheryl. How does that sound? That is crazy as hell.
Jesus. I don't know where you've been.
Okay.
Then why would you even give me permission? If you're worried about who I'm fucking, why would you even give me the permission to go out there and fuck somebody else in the first place?
I guess some people will hope the person you with just wouldn't be going out there fucking anybody. Nobody is saying you can't fuck who you want, but we will hope that you're just not going out there fucking old trashy bitches either.
And then, too, nobody ever wants to hear what they don't already know. I don't want to be somewhere and be like, you know what I'm saying, I overhear this conversation where Tracy done slept with Father Time and Father Time is mine and I don't know nothing about it. That's embarrassing.
I'm still going to deny it. I ain't fuck her.
Bitches will do that shit. Bitches will try to, you know what I'm saying, confront you just to embarrass
exactly.
you. You can't
exactly.
have that. You can't have that.
Yeah,
so
you should have never.
Not,
if you would have never gave permission, you wouldn't be in that situation.
Yeah,
they wouldn't even be talking about it.
If you would have just told me, I wouldn't be in the situation either.
Okay. Well, now, hold on.
That's a good point.
I had a situation where a motherfucker did like me. And I told my girl that she liked me.
Mm-hmm.
And my girl was like, you know, okay, who is she? You know? And I took my girl over there, and my girl met the girl. And the girl instantly caught an attitude with me because my girl was with me. So she called herself trying to play a little mind game with my girl, like, don't make me say the shit out loud. Say the shit out loud. Go ahead, I dare you. I mean, what the fuck are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing was over a motherfucking sandwich.
And see, that ain't even as deep as no damn sex.
but my thing is, what if you hadn't told your girl? Do you think that would have went? What if you hadn't said nothing to your girl about this girl? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can see your point. How it could have went south if my girl didn't know. Because the way the girl played it, she tried to play it like, oh, motherfucker, you know, you try, you know, like, motherfucker, what's happening? You know, like, oh, you do know you tried to talk to me. Well, motherfucker, here go my girl right here. Now, what you finna say that I said to you that I didn't say, that I didn't tell my girl? Mm-hmm. What shit she could say then?
Mm-hmm. And my thing is, in most cases, in most situations, people won't be honest about it. They will go off to the side and do what they want to do. Why? Because one party, you know what I'm saying, wants something one way and the other party wants it the other way. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, if that's the type of relationship you in, I can understand that. All I'm saying is, if a person is offering you a specific type of relationship, and if they seem to be okay with it, and if you know that person, then, I mean, if y'all both down for it, I don't see what's wrong with it.
Because Drew is the only man we know that said it's okay for his woman to sleep with another man.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell y'all something. Now, I won't say that I've had a lot of girlfriends in my lifetime, but the ones I've had would never, ever say no shit like that to me. I don't see how that conversation happens. I don't see where you sit down and have a conversation like that with the motherfucker you're in a relationship with. I don't see how that type of shit happens. Because I think totally different. I'm thinking you trying to tell me something.
No.
You know, like he said earlier, oh, you trying to fuck somebody else. So you're giving me permission so you can go and do it. Well, you did it, so I did it. But you told me.
A lot of people will look at it that way, too.
That's exactly how I see it. You know what I'm saying? My first response was, well, who is it? What's the motherfucker's name? I know you're trying to fuck somebody. What's his name? You know what I mean? And you know, that's one of the things that trips me out. Most men are guilty of this. They find out their woman cheating. The first thing they say is, what's his name? Who is he? That's the first thing a motherfucker say. Who is he?
Mm-mm. Well, hell, I think everybody, men and women, both do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know.
Because they probably already be thinking somebody in their mind that they already know that wants to fuck you or something. Or you probably be thinking somebody that wants to fuck your girl. Do y'all ever think that way? Like, you saw one of your friends or something as somebody that would do something like that?
Nah, I mean, shit, there's a lot of motherfuckers that I'm like, okay, if she gave him some pussy, he'll take it.
Yeah.
Hands down. I mean, but shit, at the same time, you got to know your woman. I mean,
yeah.
If your woman, I mean, shit, you can't stop a motherfucker from looking. I don't give a damn. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But you got to know your friends. And I mean, if you got that much distrust with that motherfucker, then that motherfucker's not your friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or if you feel like, okay, man, if I leave her and him together, she gonna fuck him. And I ain't your girl.
Man, that's a war. I'm ready to go to war. Fuck my friend. I'm ready to go to war. Fuck that. I you know what? You can cheat on me. You can cheat on me with the mailman, the pizza delivery guy. As long as it ain't a motherfucker in my family. Or a motherfucker I consider my friend. You know, fuck it.
Now, here's the question. Who you going to war with?
Her
everybody. Everybody dying. Until they kill me.
Oh, damn.
I mean, there's some lines you just don't cross, and that's one of them.
Okay, I can understand that, but now I'm just, long as you know, I mean, because I done seen a lot of motherfucking dudes go to war with the dude and still stay with the motherfucking female.
No, I'm killing everybody.
I'm just
killing
all
the cheating on me. And then that motherfucker that's supposed to be my friend, he got to go too. For the simple fact, you know, you've been playing me our whole motherfucking friendship. This could have been your plan from the first day I brought her around.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get that. Sooner or later,
I'm
gonna hit that.
I mean, I'm just saying, you got motherfuckers, and I mean, vice versa. You got women that would be like, you know what? I'm not, you know, I'm finna beat this bitch ass, but I'm gonna stay with him.
Mm-hmm.
And
no,
you got,
not me, man.
I mean, I'm not saying you, but I'm just saying. You got motherfuckers like that. You got motherfuckers that will sit there and throw down and kill this dude and go to the penitentiary and for her.
Also,
I think that's crazy. That's crazy as hell.
I mean, but it happens. But because my thing is,
I know it happens every day.
Like I said this before and I said it again. Me and you ain't gonna sit down and have no drink together. But shit, motherfucker. If he ain't ready for shit, why should I touch him?
I agree. But if he my friend, that motherfucker got to die.
I say let them be together.
I'm like Big Worm, man. It's the principalities in this thing.
I'm not finna go to jail. I'm too old to go to prison.
Man, fuck that.
Dude, I'm not killing nobody over no shit like that.
That's part of your plan. That's part of your plan from the beginning. As soon as I brought her around, you were already plotting, thinking.
Okay. Well, the plan couldn't hatch unless she helped him hatch it.
That's why they're having this funeral together.
All right, man, let them be together. Why the fuck should I take a chance on going to prison over these two motherfuckers? Evidently, she didn't want me, she wanted him.
What if it's two people who you do trust implicitly and...
Let them be together. That's just like, you know what? I seen I'm not sure if it was Behind the Music or Unsung. That group, City High. Y'all remember them?
Yeah.
There was two guys and a girl. The one guy and the girl was girlfriend and boyfriend. Matter of fact, the guy, what is that name of that damn movie? Whoopi Goldberg movie. The Whoopi Goldberg movie.
Sister Act.
Is that his Sister Act?
Yeah.
Well, you know, one of the guys from City High, he played in that movie.
The singing one, the little one, yeah.
Yeah, the one that hit the high note. One. Yeah, the little dark skinned guy. The little,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's like a little Muslim motherfucker.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah, in the movie.
He was Sharif.
Yeah.
Whatchamacallit, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, that ain't the same dude.
I don't know.
Man, get to the goddamn story.
Man, shut the fuck up and let me get to the story. Shit, motherfucker, just because you don't know it, then damn. You wait your damn time.
That's what I'm saying. Get to the damn story. I'm trying to know what the fuck happened.
I'm not talking to you. Y'all motherfucker gonna quit talking to me like I'm some type of punk tonight. Shit. Anyway.
Get to the damn story.
Man, fuck you. Like I was saying, I'm trying to get motherfuckers to understand who the fuck it is, man. Now, would you shut the fuck up? Now, like I was saying,
he was the one.
Well, shut the fuck up. He was the motherfucker that was on the outside. Now, the other two was boyfriend and girlfriend. Well, the guy had a drinking problem. Whatever the problem he had, it was a drinking problem or whatever. So, They were friends.
Hold on a second. The boyfriend has a drinking problem or the guy on the outside has a drinking problem?
See, if you shut the fuck up and listen to the goddamn story, you know that.
I'm trying to get your ass in the motherfucker. That's what I'm asking.
Motherfucker, I just said the boyfriend had a drinking problem.
No, you didn't. Go ahead.
But anyway, I'm motherfucking getting on my motherfucking nerves. All right, anyway. The boyfriend had a drinking problem. So the other guy who was in Sister Act, motherfucker, if you watch the movie, you would know who the fuck he is. But nevertheless, he consoled her, and he wound up start dating her, and he got her pregnant. Now, you got two friends that, you know, this guy like, okay, well, we're in a group. We doing these world tours. We doing everything together, and now you're fucking my fucking girl. And not only is you done got her pregnant. Now.
You
He could have killed them. He could have did like you said, oh, I'm going to kill everybody. But he said, fuck it, I'm going to walk away from it, and I'm going to let, you know, fuck them and this. And she said she was more miserable with the other guy than she ever was with dude. Now she got a baby by this sucker. Right, so my thing is, at some point in time, it's going to come back and bite you in the ass. Because, dude, you thought dude was going to be this great motherfucker. But because, I mean, damn, if y'all motherfuckers together every day, this motherfucker know how to feed on your motherfucker. He this, he that. Yeah, baby, he is. And he's seeing the scenario all day. He knows what the scenario is. So he sees it, and of course he can play on it. So my thing is, if you dumb enough to fall for my friend because my friend telling you all this shit, then you motherfuckers deserve to be together because he didn't do nothing but prey on your dumb ass.
Because my thing is, they were friends. The two guys were friends, right? So I'm sure the one guy was telling him about her anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Hold on, man. Hold on, y'all. We got a call. Hold on a second. I think it's might be your buddy. Unmuted. What's happening? Who this?
Drew.
Oh, what's up, man? I thought it was Selena. What's cracking, Doc?
Chill.
All right, you push one, man. You trying to chime in?
Yeah, I mean, I just clicked on. I don't even know what y'all talking about.
Oh,
okay.
Full of that shit. Full of that shit again. No, I just got to watch Empire.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, that shit started today?
Yeah.
I think most men have at least one friend that either trying to fuck your girl or something. or they telling your girl everything that you're doing behind your back. I really hope that's not true.
I so hope that's not true.
I agree with that. It is. They out there.
Yeah, every relationship I've been in.
Yeah, I had a nigga try to hit my girl.
I so hope that's not true.
There are some women that's stupid enough to fall for it. I'm not saying it's not. But, you know, of course, I'm using that to my advantage. You tell me whatever you want to. Tell me whatever you like. Don't mean I'm going to sleep with you. But then at the same time, too, if I'm telling my dude that guy ain't your friend, you know what I'm saying? That motherfucker telling all your business. You don't know what you're talking about. Okay.
You know what, though? If you was my woman, if you was my woman and the motherfucker did that, why wouldn't you tell me?
I just said I told him and he didn't believe me. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
He didn't believe me. So I was just like, okay. I mean, this motherfucker was calling me on the phone every time, talking to me like we were friends. And that's how he tried to portray it. Well, you know, we friends because we all used to work together. And shit like that. But he was telling me all his business. And some of the shit, you know, I don't even want to know. But then he was also telling him the shit we was doing with our threesomes and shit. So, of course, that was getting him excited. So you going to tell your friend, I kept telling him, stop telling him all the shit we doing with all these threesomes we doing, all this shit we doing. He getting jealous. He didn't see it.
My only thing about that, and I gotta agree with Father Ty. And I don't know if you said. I mean, if you flat straight out told him, then yeah. But don't beat around the bush with that shit with me, because now I'm pissed at both y'all because I feel like you beat. Yeah, well, he ain't your friend. Why he not my friend? I'm just gonna say he ain't your friend.
Right, I want to know. What the fuck happened?
Tell me why the fuck he's not my friend, because you're right. Maybe it's something that I'm not seeing. And if I'm not seeing it, tell me. Don't sit there and play that, because now I feel like you're playing a game with me. Well, I tried to tell you. Fuck you mean you tried to tell me? No, motherfucker, you didn't tell me.
Oh, goodness.
I mean, I'm not saying that's what you did. I'm just saying,
okay.
you got a lot of people that be like, well, he ain't your friend. Well, why ain't? But well, that's all I'm going to say, he ain't your friend. What?
Right, you know why he ain't my friend. You said
right, you know why the fuck he's not my friend. Tell me why the fuck you keep saying he's not my friend.
Hey, you supposed to be my woman.
But sometimes they don't want to break up your friends, especially if y'all been
man,
friends
hey,
like
that's
20
bullshit.
Years.
That's bullshit.
I'm just,
why the fuck would you want me to
be
friends with
saying.
A fake-ass motherfucker? No, they ain't
true.
Telling you because they not telling you because they thinking about fucking him. But that, at the same time, they want to know if they get busted. That way, I tried to give you. I tried to tell you. See, I'm sorry, Drew. That shit don't coincide with me. A motherfucker couldn't tell me that.
I'm on your side. I agree with you what you're saying. But sometimes the girl ain't trying to fuck the dude. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
I mean, just keeping it real.
Dude, if you my motherfucking girl. And my dude, and you ain't trying to fuck this dude, then if you ain't trying to fuck this dude, you should feel disrespected. And if you feeling that disrespected, you need to let me know right now what the fuck this dude doing. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Why the fuck you going to sit there and keep rolling your eyes and I don't know why you hanging with him. You need to quit hanging with him. No, motherfucker, and you know what? Now my thing is this. You using that, like Janine said. You're using that motherfucker for information.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
yeah.
why you keeping him around. That's why you ain't totally saying it.
Right,
see,
so this is your motherfucker, and I know what y'all been through together. So now once I tell you, are you going to feel like I'm doing something, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of times.
If you told me, I would think you got my back because you told me.
Right. Now, if I find out, I'll find out. Now you like, well, I just didn't want to. No, fuck you, bitch. You ain't shit.
Okay, let me ask you a question then. Like my situation, how I found out my first wife was a lesbian. You know what I'm saying? She had a friend girl that liked it me, right? And she came up to my job and told me some shit about my wife, and I didn't want to believe that shit. I was like, this before I got in the swing and everything. You know, this is when I was young. You know what I'm saying? And the girl liked me, right? So she came up to my job. She said, I got
something to prove to you. Hold on a second, Drew.
Yeah.
For PSA, y'all, liked it is not a word, but go ahead.
But she came up to my job. She met with me, and she said, hold on, I'm going to prove something to you. She called my wife on the phone. And I'm just listening. She had on speakerphone. I'm just listening. You know what I'm saying? She's like, girl, you got with old girl last night? And she was like, yeah, yeah. Man, she fucked me so good. And I was like, what? You know what I'm saying? She said, fuck the bitch. The bitch fucked her in my bed, in my house, and everything. I'm sitting like, what the fuck, man? You know what I'm saying?
That's how you found out?
Man, that's how I found out my wife was fucking with bitches behind my back. The bitch liked me, and she used my wife to get to me. And I'd even fuck the girl. I just used her for the information.
Everybody,
man,
I'd
be hot as hell.
As long as you're not, you know, disrespecting your relationship and you not, you know, presenting yourself as if you want that person or something like that, if that motherfucker just talking to you and telling you stuff, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah,
like
right.
I said, I mean, my whole thing is this. I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, I mean, that goes vice versa. I'm playing a dangerous game if I'm milking this bitch for information and you find out.
You find out that
me and this bitch been talking like this, you gonna be like, you talking to who? Wait a minute, hold on, nigga. You talking to what? Who? You know what I'm saying? Now, like you just said, I ain't fucking this bitch, but yet still I'm milking her for information, and you know why, and you know the ulterior motive that she got for telling me this, because she trying to fuck me. Now, okay, you really going to actually just be calm and say, all right, Kaz, I understand. You right, I understand. No, you going to be like, motherfucker, fuck you and that bitch.
I mean, eventually that's where it came to.
No, but why would I be mad at you? I'm going to be mad at her for telling my business. Because if she's the one supposed to be my friend, that's what I'm saying. I'm looking at my perspective. If she's the one supposed to be my friend, and she's going behind my back because she's trying to fuss you, she's trying to, you know, she's giving you all the information to break us up or whatever.
Okay, but now
let me ask you this.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, but let me ask you this. Okay, like in a case where, let's just say you're not doing nothing. Let's just say you're not doing anything. We just gonna let's just say you're not doing anything.
I can feel the air.
Mm-hmm.
But she don't. She just wanna fuck. You know what I'm saying? So she's doing little bullshit. She's doing this, that, and other. Now, me personally, I'm really like, you know, I'm like, I can even say that the shit she's saying ain't making sense. Shit she's saying ain't coinciding with what the fuck, you know, this bitch. But yet still, I'm steady talking to the bitch. I'm steady talking to her every day on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And by some strange twist of fate, you find out.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that put me at with you?
Well,
in the dog.
It really can't put you nowhere because you found out what the fuck she was doing. You know what I'm saying? All you did was just find out.
She ain't doing nothing.
But you ain't did nothing. But instead of me saying, damn, baby, old girl, fucking trying to fuck you over. I'm not saying shit. But now you find out that you know that this bitch, let's just say a third party. Girl, you know she over there trying to tell. I'm just going to keep it, as they say, I'm going to keep it 100. She over there trying to get at your dude, so she trying to make all this shit up, you know. And, yeah, she call your dude every night. She talk to your dude all the time. Now, you find out that she is talking to your dude every night, and he's talking back to her. Come on, you really? I mean,
no.
If I was in that situation, I'm going to be pissed.
But we can all sit up here and talk about what we would do if this was the case and that was the case. But you know what? It's all really a bunch of bullshit until you face with that situation.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you.
I've been faced with it.
I have too. It wasn't even like we were talking every day. It would be stuff like his birthday coming up. So he'll call me. What you doing for his birthday? It'll start off like that. It wasn't no every day we talking every day.
It wasn't nothing like that.
Or he would set up situations to have a conversation with me. Oh, what y'all doing? Let's all hang out. And when he walk away, you see what I'm saying? He'll bring his girlfriend or something. And when you know my guy would walk away, he'll strike up a conversation with me. He would do slick shit like that. It wasn't like I was calling him on no phone or nothing like that. And if I told my guy what type of person he was, you know what I'm saying? And
that was your guy's fault because if you told him, every time you walk away, this motherfucker trying to strike up some slick shit, and I feel like he's trying to talk to me while you ain't around. And your guy like, oh, man, fuck that. Then, no, you don't have a worry in the world.
Actually, you know what he said? He said he know. He said, I'm already peeped his game. That's what he said. I guess people look at me like.
Well, he must have trusted you then. That's a compliment.
And it was. But my thing was, he's telling me information, so I guess you felt like it didn't matter what he was telling me because he felt like we trusted each other. Maybe that's what it was. But in the long run, when we broke up, and it wasn't had nothing to do with that, and he got with another girl, that broke up his relationship. Now when I talk to that motherfucker, I'm going to buy half so though. Fuck that motherfucker. He ain't my friend.
I mean, but like in my situation, the girl would call me when my wife went out with the girls and stuff. The girl would call me and say, "Your wife ain't out where she said she is." You know what I'm saying? She out doing this. So, you know, one day, the girl told me, "Your wife downtown now at the gay bar." I said, "For real?" So I went downtown and left a note on her motherfucking car. To this day, I know she figured out like, how the fuck this nigga knew I was down here at this goddamn gay bar? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. And I'm gonna tell you like this, Drew. She don't know which one. She don't know one of them motherfuckers told on her.
Yeah, yeah. She probably do now,
I mean,
but you know what I'm saying.
Like I said, because I'm gonna tell you right now, I had a situation with an ex of mine, and her girl told me everything, and you know I'm hitting her with this shit. I'm hitting her with it hard too. Oh, bitch. She knew I was getting it. And I told her, I said, yeah, I'm getting it from somebody. I ain't telling you who the fuck I'm getting it from, but I'm getting it from somebody. You know, she knew even before I said that. She like, I heard on the phone. I'm covered in the house. She didn't know I was in the house. She on the phone with her sister like, man, one of these bitches is telling on me, man. I don't know which one it is. See, they know, because the shit, like I say, when a motherfucker say some shit, that shit just so odd. Now, they might not tell us, because, yeah, the bitch got in my face like, oh, no, that's a motherfucking lie. That's a motherfucking lie. But then, like I said, when I walked in the door, she didn't know how I came in. I hear her talking to her sister like, man, this motherfucker, some motherfucker is telling on me. One of these bitches is telling on me. So now
somebody
what it did.
Somebody got to turn their TV down.
Now what it did is made her cut her motherfucking circle real short. Like, okay,
uh-huh.
I'm going to cut this circle short because these bitches, I don't know which one of these bitches is telling on me neither. Man, dude, I'm telling you. Them motherfuckers, trust me. Trust and believe. Them motherfuckers they ain't that stupid. Them motherfuckers may sit there and act like, oh, I don't know what you talk. They act dumb around us, but a motherfucker, that's just like, okay, Janine, liquor store, if a motherfucker told you, if I got up and I told you some shit, you know, I mean, like I said, you might not admit it to me, but if you know, you sitting there, you know that I'm 110% right, I done hit the nail on the head, I'm like, you know a motherfucker told on me.
Yeah, because the way they action.
Now they're going to all day and try to figure out who it was.
Right.
She's going to eat at y'all ass all day. Which one of these bitches, you're going to sit back and try to remember who you told what to.
It's not the fact you need it in your life. I'm just saying, shit like that happens. I mean, that's the whole point of it.
Oh, I know. I mean, I wasn't saying that when I spoke. I wasn't saying that to you.
Yes, she was.
Who needs all of that shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, we fucking grown. You know what I mean? Like, adults, like, grown. Like, we got grown kids. Why are we still going through this teenage shit? You know what I mean? This shit is ridiculous.
Hey, Cass, I'm going to ask you a question, because on the flip side of that, right, say for you and Father Time, y'all been partners for a long time, right? You see
right.
Father Time's wife meeting this motherfucking guy at the grocery store, and she get in the car with the nigga. You know what I'm saying? So you know that she fucking around on it. Would you go back and tell your boy, or would you not say no? Because you know if you tell him, that might break up their motherfucking marriage. So what would you do?
With him, I would talk to him. I would talk to him, and I would tell him that, look, you need to, you know, see what's going on with him. Because me and him, we have that relationship where, you know what I'm saying, we can talk. But now a lot of my friends, no, I wouldn't say shit. Some of my friends, I wouldn't say two words, too. I wouldn't say shit. Hey, you figure it out, dog. Y'all figure that shit out. Now, him, yeah, I will probably say something to him because of what the bond that me and him have. But a couple of my friends, no, I wouldn't say two words.
Yeah, I was
now
put in that situation.
Know, now, you do know he won't let you in his kitchen, right? No, I'm just playing. I'm just talking to
exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I was put in that situation. The dude kept on bragging that his wife ain't gonna never cheat on him. Man, my wife don't never do this. And so it so happened, I just so happened to see this motherfucking girl kissing this dude and everything. I said, I should tell this nigga. But I said, fuck that. That nigga bragging about his wife did that. I said, fuck it. He'll find out in due time.
Oh, my goodness. Did he find out?
I don't know. I don't know. I never told him.
Hold on, y'all. We got a late caller, y'all. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
This Terrell.
This who?
Y'all forgot me? Y'all forgot me. Janine know who I am. I know her voice. Boy, I fucked you up, didn't I? I called from a 219, didn't I? I fucked you up with that 219 number, didn't I?
Yeah, they ain't no goddamn New Mexico.
Nah.
Hold on, y'all. We got another caller.
The caller, what's that? Who has returned?
There's Mark.
This who? Oh, Marley, what's up, dog?
Hey, Marley.
Oh, my God, the prodigal daughter has returned.
Mm-mm.
Man, what's been going on?
You know I've been missing you.
Who is that?
He ain't been the same without you.
He ain't on here, is he?
That's who you be talking to.
Don't start no shit.
You know, I did call in last week, but I just listened. Maybe it was 2 weeks ago, but I just listened.
Well, goddamn. It's good to hear from you. We ain't heard from you in forever. How you been?
Yeah, I've been doing. You know, a nigga get quiet when there's some shit going on. I've been real quiet, huh?
Yeah, you have. Oh man, shit! Last time we heard from Rev, she ran all the white women off the show. Ain't no white women called back. I don't even remember that. Oh yeah, I remember you, boy. You went so hard on them damn white girls. They never called back.
Well, fuck them then. Fuck them shit.
I mean, Drew. We had a couple of white girls used to call in. Boy, Rev went in on them. Oh, you bitches try to take all our motherfucking men.
You telling a damn lie. Now I ain't saying no shit like that. For real, though, they can't get nothing. They ain't trying to go.
Hold on now. Wait a minute now. I know two people that was on the line when the show was aired. I might have cussed their ass out,
but shit, I ain't worried about them taking nothing now.
No, you didn't say taking yours per se, but you was like, y'all motherfuckers out here trying to fuck with our men. Y'all motherfuckers need to stay with y'all. You went in. And them motherfuckers ain't talking.
Well, I probably did.
We ain't heard from Melanie and Mandy since.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. I do remember that. Wow, that's why we should play that show.
Man, I wish I could remember which show it was. I wish I could archive it because, boy, she went in on they ass.
But look, let me tell y'all something. Y'all remember I was talking about my husband coming home and all that shit?
Yeah.
That nigga wasn't
we do.
Out for 2 weeks, and the feds got that ass again.
Goddamn weeks.
Ain't that a damn change?
How much time you got?
Was he fresh as hell?
Huh? How much time he got? Shit, I don't know. Hell, he's a career criminal. I guess he faces life this time. Shit.
Well, if you don't know how much time he got, how the hell you know he went to jail?
Hell, because I know. I'm stealing goddamn white shit. I know what the fuck's going down now.
But you don't know how much time he got.
Oh, rightfully so, because I don't play that bullshit now. Rightfully so.
Okay, now, Rev, I got to ask you. Now, you know, for a long time, your girl was like a hot topic on our show.
She beat that nigga up from Gary?
Wait a minute. Hold on. You ain't got to say he was from Gary now. I'm talking about the motherfucker that got tied up and got beat with the belt or whatever and all that shit.
Yeah, he was from Gary. He was one of you niggas, yep.
Hold on now. You gonna quit with all that big Gary shit. All right.
Hey. Oh, soft Gary. Oh, soft Gary, niggas.
And guess what? He took his ass back to Gary. That's what he did now. And got him one. That's ready to go and put up with that bullshit.
So how is your girl doing?
I mean, that ass up. Oh, she's doing just fine.
I've been, man, if you can ever get her to call this show again, please let her do it. Because
it's the motion. It's the motion that bitch doing the game. Now his new bitch calling, trying to get her to talk some sense into his ass. Shit. Yeah, all right. Mm.
Wait a minute. The new bitch calling the old bitch?
Tie that ass up. I bet he won't do nothing else.
All right.
I wish a motherfucker would try to tie me up.
Man. I wish a motherfucker would tie and then whip me with a belt. Yeah, all right.
Oh, hell no.
This ain't no movie. I ain't going to be slipping and sliding on no floor.
This is some real shit.
I understand it's some real shit because I'm telling you now, you're going to get tied back up to that bed.
That's why he took his ass back home.
I'm going to tell you like this. All bullshit aside, and I mean, you could say I'm the devil or whatever the fuck it is, but I guarantee motherfucking to you, when her mother untied me and I asked where she at, and she like, no, I'm tying your mama up and I'm going to whoop her ass. I'm going to bring your ass out.
Oh, my goodness.
No, because he knew what was going to happen if he did some shit like that. He knew what it
was. You really think I gave a fuck at that point?
I bet he gave a fuck because he, like I said, he knew what it was.
All right. I'm butt booty ass naked and hit it. Where your daughter at? I don't know. All right. Well, tell her this.
Find out.
I'm finna throw her ass. I'm finna tie her ass just the way that she tied me up. And I'm going to whoop her ass.
Oh, what you say? Tell her this.
Yeah. Tell her this. Yeah, pal. Sorry, mama. Nothing personal.
You couldn't tie nobody's mama up.
Shit.
You know damn well you wouldn't tie nobody's mama up. You be so glad she untied your ass.
Mm-hmm. All right.
He lucky. She came and untied his ass. He lucky for that.
I'm sorry. Like I said, you call me the devil. Call me Lucifer himself. But I guarantee I'm going to ask you one time, where's your daughter? And I know you got an undying loyalty to your child. So, all right, I'm not going to find her because you're not going to tell me. So I'm going to bring her ass out.
She didn't know. But I'm going to tell you this. I know for a fact she didn't know where her daughter was at.
You know what? That's what you call a casualty of war. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know one thing. He got his ass whooped that night.
Mama, this going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you.
Didn't nobody get hurt but his ass, his pride, everything.
He might have stayed in Maryville. He ain't staying in Gary.
Yes, he did too. Yes, he did too. I wish I could remember the street because I've been to his mama's house. We're over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's right over there in the heart of it.
Come on, Brad.
Yeah, he was visiting.
Yeah, and I'm gonna tell you,
grew up there.
Every one of you motherfuckers I seen.
It might be hard to believe now. It might be hard to believe, but that nigga was from right over there. He probably one of y'all boys.
Yeah, I bet you that ain't
better not never let me find out who the fuck he is.
That ain't nobody we know, man. Trust me.
Right.
We don't know
nobody
like that.
Uh-huh. Y'all claim to be so hard, but as women, we rule with a vengeance, let me tell you. Y'all must not been watching Empire, have y'all? Y'all ain't been watching Empire, have y'all?
Man, motherfuckers, Empire scripted. Empire,
right?
This
ain't
bullshit.
No movie
right now. I'm telling you.
That's real life for some folks.
Rev, I love you to death, but I'm telling you, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to whoop your mama. I'm sorry. I ain't that personal, but I'm going to put
my mama.
Well, I mean, not your mama, but I'm just saying,
not
old girl.
Uh-huh.
You think I wouldn't have? Rev, I would have laid her ass right there. Mama, I'm sorry. Mama, you going to tell me? And I'm going to lay her ass. Man, I got to bring you out. I mean, shit. I don't give a fuck if I got to tie your damn son up. I'm going to bring your ass out.
No, you definitely ain't getting ready to tie my son up. Hell no. Who is that?
It's Cass.
No. Somebody's walking in the house.
Oh. I'm sorry, man. I mean, because that right there, you did too much. You done fucked with my damn pride. Nah, shit. I got to get you.
Well, the show about over, ain't it? Next time, right, we y'all going to be back on again Tuesday.
Yeah, we be back on Tuesday.
I meant to call earlier, but shit, I hadn't got a little tipsy, so I was a little late.
Are you still in New Mexico?
No. I'm back in Indiana.
Oh, you back in Gary?
I don't live in Gary.
That's what I'm asking you. What part of Indiana?
No, I live in South Bend. I live in South Bend. I got a 219 number for a reason. We'll talk about that on the next show. We 574 around here.
I was going to say, 219 is not no damn South Bend.
No, it's not. But that's what I got, so that's what I'm using.
All right, y'all. We got to get out of here, man. These motherfuckers on this show crazy tonight. Right. Motherfuckers talking crazy to a motherfucker tonight. Motherfuckers talking slick. Man, today is not the day.
I must have missed something, because I wasn't talking slick, was I?
No. I'm talking about liquor store. She's talking slick all night.
See, I missed the whole show. I just started talking. I pushed one as soon as I got in there, but I ain't heard nothing about what was going on or nothing.
Yeah,
why
are
you
about
to send me out?
Oh, she's back. Marley, what's going on with you, man, before we get out of here, man? We ain't heard from you in a while. What's going on, dog? Marley.
Hmm?
I guess his wife told him, don't say nothing. You better not say shit.
Yep, you done got his ass tied up.
Marley over there acting like he talking to the mercantile man. I'm trying to figure out the time, baby. They say it's gonna be 78 degrees tomorrow. All right, man, we gotta get the hell out of here, man. Shit.
All right, let me start off with let's just go down the list. Janine, you got any last words?
Yes, it was a great show. It was good talking with everybody. And I'll be on here next week, Tuesday.
All right. I don't know if Marley's back, but Marley?
Hello?
He's not back. Real. You got
Hello?
Your last word.
I ain't got shit to say till Tuesday.
Damn. All right, y'all. Y'all have a good one.
All right, Marley.
Huh? Hey, Marley, like, all right, Pastor, you have a good night.
I'm up here at work. Motherfucking got fired trying to get a security badge.
He got one of them lot lizards and got caught.
Yeah.
That motherfucker, see, I'm coming. I'll be back. I will be right back.
I'm
telling you when I come back. Yeah, all right. I got something for all you motherfuckers.
I'm refreshed. Yeah, yeah.
But go home. Get my
you
other
gave last words.
Who?
You?
Now she can't hear.
Did you say liquor store?
I'm going to talk shit all night. Now she can't hear.
Oh, boy. She on that
what?
Shit. So that Bobby Brown.
I love you, bunch of early ass people. I will be back next week. Y'all crazy.
She on that Whitney. Fuck that Bobby Brown. She didn't look
at me.
Crazy.
She on that loud.
You know what?
She on that loud.
I'm going to find your motherfucking ass.
Yeah, they got that shit that turned you to a zombie now.
I'm
good.
All right, man.
I
told
y'all.
All right, man. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody listening via internet. Hey, y'all remember, DenCityRadioShow.com, man. We back. We in full efficiency. And let's get it up on the pop. Y'all know how we do. Get us up out of here, man.
Peace.